announcement. The podcast will not be live because I'm having some technical difficulties with getting logged into the podcast. The internet has been intermittent for the last few days, whether it's the weather or whatever the case. So what will happen with the podcast is it will be recorded and then it will be placed on the podcast site, which is campbellministries.podbean.com. Amen. Thank God again for all of those who are here. We will not prolong the time. Happy Mother's Day again for all the mothers who will be watching on today. We give glory to God for you. As a mom, you know, I know that your job is not easy. And oftentimes, we can be forgotten because people just assume that you should do certain things. You ought to do certain things. But God knows being a mommy is not an easy task. But when you love God, when you love your children, you will move heaven and earth to do what they need. You'll move heaven and earth to care for them and provide for them. So again, we thank God for all the moms who are watching today. Amen. We're going to move right into the word on today. Amen. We're coming from Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. Amen. We're going to drop down to verse 26. Luke chapter 1. And we're dropping down to verse number 26. Amen. I need y'all to go there with me in your Bibles. I need you to put your eyes on this word. Amen. I need y'all to talk back to me. Y'all know I like participation. Amen. I don't have to have amens necessarily for me to preach, but it makes the preaching easier. Amen. Glory to God. Luke 1, beginning at verse number 26. The Bible reads, in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." Verse 38 says this, "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. Praise God. Amen. The prayer of faith has already been prayed. And I want to use for a thought on this morning. There is greatness in you. There is greatness in you. Amen. And if I were to take a subtopic, it would be, you've got what it takes. Amen. You've got what it takes. So when we look at the scripture, be mindful that most often feelings of inadequacy or feeling unqualified are rooted in childhood experiences, like having had overly critical parents or cruel peers or kids at school, shaming authority figures like principals and teachers that told you that you were too fat, too black, too short, too tall, too skinny, or perhaps having not had opportunities to engage in positive and challenging experiences that help children to gain feelings of competence and adequacy. I don't know about you, but in my personal experience, honestly, it was the church folks that talked about me first. Now, I'm going to just tell the truth. Y'all know that by now. It was the church folks that looked at me sideways when I made a mistake. It was the church folks who looked at me crazy and questioned my salvation when I got a divorce. It was the church folks that told my business in the streets when I got pregnant. It was the church folks that still to this day doubt women preachers and pastors, and even just a day ago talked crazy to me as a woman pastor because they doubted the gift of God because of my gender. It was the church folks. So in Mary's case, her shame came from the fear of religious folks judging her because she was indeed engaged to Joseph and was about to show up pregnant. Now, I know that even in this day and time, if you're engaged to one person and you have not been with them and you show up pregnant, the first thought everybody's going to have is not that she must be with child from the Holy Spirit. No, they calling you some names. They looking at you funny. They talking about you, and it will probably happen first at church if you belong to a church. So she knew she hadn't done anything wrong, but physically, because she was a virgin, it was not naturally possible. Y'all stay with me. And the church folks, as well as Joseph, might not understand. They might look at her crazy. They might begin to question her and whether or not she truly loved God. They might begin to question her and say, I thought you were a virgin. I thought you had not been with a man. I thought you were a good girl, Mary. I thought you were different, Mary. They might doubt everything about Mary just because of the situation. So it's understandable why Mary would feel ashamed, or it's understandable that she would feel like she was unable to do what it is that God called her to do. Mary knew that she was unqualified, according to her own mind, and inadequate. As she stood listening to the angel, Gabriel was giving her this astonishing announcement about what God was getting ready to do, as he had previously given to Zechariah in early verses. And Zechariah was in total disbelief and asked the angel how he would know that his wife Elizabeth would conceive a baby. Mary, on the other hand, believed God, but asked, how is this physically possible? Some of you are asking the same kind of questions right now because you're looking at the natural realm. How am I going to pay my bills? How am I going to start a business with no money? How am I going to go back to school at my age? How am I going to lose weight when everybody in my family is big or big boned, as some of y'all like to say? How am I going to deal with my wayward child when the father won't help me? But nonetheless, Mary was obedient. She laid her life down for God, for him to use her in any way that God chose to do. She totally surrendered that she was unqualified, and she simply said, I am the Lord's servant. So may your word be fulfilled in me. Glory to God. Some of y'all need to say that right now. God, I don't know how you're going to do it, but I'm your servant. Drop it in the comments. May your word be fulfilled in me. God, I'm your servant. Drop it in the comments. God, I'm your servant. May your word be fulfilled in me. I can't figure it out. I don't know how you're going to work it out, but I can't worry about all of those things. God, I'm your servant. So may your word be fulfilled in me. Glory to God. Somebody under the sound of my voice right now, the Lord is saying you need to stop trying to figure things out naturally and simply submit to God's will and God's way for your life. Don't worry about the details. Don't worry about the gossiping church folks. Don't worry about the naysayers. Don't worry about folks looking at you sideways. Just surrender to God, because there is greatness in you. Somebody drop it in the comments. There is greatness in you. You need to make it personal. There is greatness in me. Come on here, somebody. You see, God had a plan. Just like God sent a message to Mary, he also sent a message through the angel to Joseph. And he told Joseph how to help her and to ensure that the plan of God would be manifested and that the Messiah would be birthed through Mary. Glory to God. So I'm telling you today, rest assured, people of God, God is preparing somebody right now to help you to birth the vision that the Lord gave to you. God is preparing somebody to birth a vision that will not just save you, but it'll save your entire family. God is sending somebody to help you to get started in the thing that will save your finances. He's sending some help right now for what will save your mental health and your emotional health. He'll save you from being up at night trying to figure things out and try to work things out and figuring out how to rob from Peter to pay Paul, or how to pay American Express over here by using Visa over there, by cashing out on MasterCard over there, trying to figure it out. You ain't got to figure it out, because God has already worked it out. He's sending you some help right now. Glory to God. Somebody drop it in the comments. God is sending help. God is sending help. Come on, y'all. God is sending help. Talk back to me. See, the problem is that some people feel undeserving of the blessings of God, and therefore they'll become stagnant and they'll do nothing. Absolutely nothing. Do you hear me? But I want to give you 10 steps very quickly to help you to stop feeling undeserving of good things. You deserve good things. Amen. So here we go. Step number one, you need to acknowledge the truth. The truth is, I did mess up, but I serve a God who saves. I serve a God who heals. I serve a God who delivers. Number one, acknowledge your truth. Number two, acknowledge your weaknesses. Listen, if you were an alcoholic or used to have an addiction to alcohol, the last thing you need to do is go sit up in a bar with a friend talking about, well, I only went in because I was riding with them and I'm not going to drink. I'm just going to have a salad. The devil is a liar. You need to acknowledge that alcohol is a weakness for you. You need to acknowledge that there are certain things that you cannot do because of what God delivered you from. Stop fooling yourself. Yes, God is almighty and powerful, but you don't want to be tempting yourself and putting yourself through all kinds of frustration and hanging out with people who are still doing things that you are weak to. If all of your friends are alcoholics, the last thing you need to do is go hang out with them. And you need to tell them, nope, I can't hang out with y'all. Acknowledge your weakness. This was a problem for me, and I'm still in the process of my healing. See, healing is a process. Number two is acknowledge your weaknesses. Number three, understand that nobody can do what you do. Listen, God chose Mary for a reason. Nobody else did he find worthy to implant the seed of the Holy Spirit so that the Messiah, the Savior, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords would come through her. He had to come through Mary because she was getting ready to marry Joseph. And Joseph is of the lineage of David. All of the prophets in the Old Testament said, unto thee a child will be born, unto thee from the house of David. Amen. He had to come through the lineage of David. That's what the scripture said. So therefore, only Mary could do what it was that God needed her to do in birthing the Messiah. I want you to know today, number three is understanding that nobody can do it like you. Nobody can do the things that you do. He made you unique to everyone else. Come on, y'all, drop these in the comments. Number one is acknowledge your truth. Number two, acknowledge your weaknesses. And number three is understand that no one can do what you can do. Amen. Number four is acknowledge your strengths. Sometimes we think that we're being humble by saying, oh, well, I can do this or I can do that. Well, no, you know, I didn't want to say anything because so-and-so used to be in charge of that. And well, I didn't want anybody to think I was trying to take their job. No, listen, if you can sing and the church needs a musical director, raise your hand and say, hey, I'm good at that. Amen. If you can play an instrument and the church needs somebody to play an instrument, raise your hand and say, hey, I can do that. You can acknowledge your strengths. Amen. Because they all came from God. Every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord. So the things that you're good at, you got them from God. God gave them to you for a reason. Now you need to acknowledge them and then utilize what God gave you. Amen. Number four is acknowledge your strengths. Number five, understand that making progress is way more important than reaching perfection. Let me help you. Nobody is perfect. We all say this and we all know it, but then we're really down on ourselves when we mess up. It's more important for you, even if you have to take baby steps, to get it done. Even if you have to move slower than somebody else can, as long as you get there, it is more important for you to understand no one is perfect. I'm not perfect, but I'm making progress every day. I'm not looking back. I'm not going back. I'm not going to allow myself to fall into that same old stuff again. I am still making progress. I'm still moving forward. I am still pressing forward. Glory to God. Amen. So again, number five is understand that making progress is more important than reaching perfection. You got to strive every day. Amen. Number six, work on yourself. Now, this is outside the realm of God is working on you. God is helping you. God is making and molding you. What it means when I say work on yourself is that God works from the inside out, but you need to work from the outside in. Let me give you an example. If you're trying to lose weight, the doctor has told you that you're severely obese. If you have a medical problem and the Lord says something with your liver, amen, something with your kidneys, and God says, and the doctor says you need to quit drinking, this is going to severely impact you. You have a job to do. In addition to praying and fasting and talking to God and allowing God to change you on the inside, there is something that you need to do on the outside. Stop drinking. It's killing you. Amen. Stop overeating. It's killing you. Amen. Whatever it is that God has told you to do, you still have to do your part. Amen. And that means that you have to work on yourself. There's stuff you have to do that you can do. Let God do his part, because see, you can't change your heart, but God can. You can't change your mind, but God can. Amen. You have to make the choice. Amen. To work on yourself. That's number six. Number seven, practice self-love every single day. What do I mean by that? A lot of times we spend time loving on other people. A lot of times we spend time doing for other people, trying to surprise other people. Some of us will spend time doing somebody else's hair and then our hair is standing on our heads. Y'all understand what I mean? You need to practice self-love. You make sure that you speak well of yourself when you look in the mirror. Don't look in the mirror and be like, ooh, ooh wee, all those roles. And I've been guilty, amen? But I love me. So while you're looking and saying, ooh, I need to work on this or that, you can still look in the mirror and say, girl, you got it going on. You are blessed of the Lord and highly favored. Ooh, girl, you the head and not the tail. Look at you. You're the apple of God's eye. Make sure that you love on yourself just as much as you love on other people. Because the truth is, you don't know how to love anybody else until you learn how to love yourself. Amen. Practice self-love every single day. Whether you have to write in a journal and say, I am blessed because, and you fill in the answer on a daily basis. Whether you have to look in the mirror and talk to yourself. Whether you have to talk to yourself just to put 2 feet on the floor every morning and get out of bed. Whatever it is that you have to do, the same way that you pour into other people, make sure you do your nails. Make sure you comb your hair. Make sure that you go get your pedicures or manicures or massages, whatever you need to help you to stay functional. Amen. A lot of moms are guilty of doing for our children and never doing anything for ourselves. We'll feed the kids and then we'll forget to eat. Amen. Make sure that you practice self-love. Don't speak negatively of yourself. Don't look down on yourself, but practice self-love every single day. Amen. Somebody drop that in the comments. Self-love. Number 8, you need to have a rock solid mindset. Look, the Bible says that a double-minded man, and when he says man, he means mankind, amen? A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, amen? You can't be double-minded. You can't be saved today and doing something else tomorrow, amen? You can't be loving today and you get out of bed growling in the morning and your kids think it's a bear in the house, amen? You need to be stable-minded. You need to have a rock-solid mindset. And how do you do that? Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. How do you do that? You put on the mind of Christ. I know your natural mind may want you to think of all the things that are not going well. I know that your natural mind may want you to think about all the things that are bad about yourself. I know that your natural mind can only see how bad you think your kids are. Amen. But I'm trying to tell you right now, somebody else has more problems than you. You need to have a rock solid mindset. You need to be stable minded, not inconsistent, not here today and a monster tomorrow, but you need to have a rock solid mindset. In order to do that, we've got to have the mind of Christ. Amen. Amen. Number 9, learn to set realistic goals. Listen, if you're working on losing weight, if you're working on gaining weight, if you're working on your education, you can't jump from GED or high school diploma to doctoral degrees. Amen. Set some realistic goals for yourself. You can't lose 100 pounds in 2 weeks. If you do, it's not gonna go well for you. Amen. Set realistic goals for yourself. See, what happens if you set unrealistic goals is in 2 weeks when you had planned to lose or gain 100 pounds, whatever your goal may be, and it doesn't happen, you'll be hard on yourself. You'll be disgusted and you may just want to quit. Amen. So you have to know and understand that you have to set realistic goals. Do some studying. Do some research. Check to see how long it actually takes. And if your circumstances are a little bit different and you're planning to go back to school and you don't have all the money right now or they haven't responded to your grants right now, it doesn't mean don't go to school. It just means give yourself more time. Amen. Be realistic about your goals. It doesn't mean you don't have faith because you say, okay, for most people, a bachelor's degree is 4 years and I don't have a degree right now. So I'm going to give myself 5 because first I got to check on the schedule. I got to make sure the schedule aligns. I may have to take off some time during the summer with my kids. I'm going to give myself 5 years. And then what I'm going to do is take this many classes and then talk to a counselor. Amen. Talk to a recruiter. Amen. Do what you need to do to get the information that you need so that you don't find yourself wanting to quit if it doesn't happen within your realistic time frame. Amen. Be realistic about your goals, but make sure that you set goals and make sure that you work toward them on a daily basis. Amen. We're still talking about there is greatness in you. Amen. Y'all, come on. And now, number 10, you've got to learn to work smart and always do your best. Work smart. I often say work smart and not hard. Even in cleaning, you have to have a strategy for how it's done so that you don't do the floors and then turn around and sweep the dust off the walls and then it falls back on the floors that you just did. No, that's not a good strategy. You find yourself working doubly for no reason at all. Amen. So what we want to do is work smart. Now, I've given an acronym for SMART. S is stay focused on the plan of God for your life. M is meditate on His word day and night. A is always keep God first. Listen, nothing and nobody comes before God. You can't be a mom. You can't be a wife. You can't be a good employee if you don't put God first. You cannot be good to yourself if you don't put God first. So always keep God first. Anything or anybody that comes before Him becomes an idol God, and He is not going to allow us to have an idol God. He said He's a jealous God. Amen. Nothing comes before God. Amen. And R, realize that nobody is perfect, but God's strength is made perfect in your weakness. Glory to God. And the T, take time to tell God thank you every step of the way. Listen, I've already told you, it's a process. We're not going to all get there immediately, but we can all still get there. Amen. Take the time to tell God thank you for the little things. Thank you, God, that the kids got up this morning and they weren't fussing and arguing. Thank you, God, that the kids got up this morning and they took their showers or their baths and they did everything they were supposed to. Thank you, God, that the kids did well in school today. Thank you, God, that the kids did well in school this week. Thank you, God, that I met all of my goals at work today. Amen. It's a daily goal just to do what it is that God requires of us. Amen. So you've got to stop one day at a time just to tell God thank you. Thank you, Lord, that when I woke up this morning, everything was all right with my family. Thank you, God, that when I woke up this morning, I could open my eyes and see, and I could smell the bacon that Deacon Jackson was making in the kitchen, and I could taste the food. Amen. That you allowed for me to be able to eat on this morning. Thank you, God, that my children are well. Thank you, God, that my children called me. Thank you, God, I was able to speak to my mother this morning on Mother's Day. Amen. Learn how to just tell God thank you, because many of the things that you have, everybody does not have. Many of the blessings that God has given to you, everybody can't say that. Amen. Learn how to just say thank you. Because there is greatness in you and God wants to do more. Because just like Mary, you've got to know that the Lord is with you. Glory to God. Just like Mary, there is greatness in you. Just like Mary, you have found favor with God. Just like Mary, God has got a plan for your life. God knew who you were even before He put you on this assignment. Amen. So once you repent, your past is covered under the blood of Jesus. You don't have to keep going back to talk about the negative things that you used to do. You need to know that right now, today, you are valuable to God. You are valuable to the kingdom of God. There is work for you to do in the kingdom of God. So stop putting yourself down and simply submit to the will of God for your life. And lastly, sometimes you've got to simply steal away. You've got to go somewhere by yourself like Jesus used to do. You've got to find a way to have a little talk with Jesus and tell him all about your troubles. The songwriter says, he will hear your faintest cry and he will answer by and by. You've got to learn sometimes to get away from the crowd because there's greatness in you. You've got to get away from the naysayers because there is greatness in you. You've got to get away from judgmental people because there is greatness in you. You may have to get away from that old neighborhood because there is greatness in you. You've got to get away from old friends who are still doing all the things that God delivered you from because there is greatness in you. You've got to get away from people that don't want you to succeed, but they'll smile in your face all at the same time. Why? Because there is greatness in you, and you have to focus on carrying and then pushing forth the greatness. See, it was one thing for Mary to carry the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, but don't you know that she had to push him out? Amen. There was no miraculous delivery process. Amen. There's not a miraculous delivery process for us either. We gonna have to push through, my sisters and brothers. Glory to God. As you do. Thank you, Jesus. You have to remember in the pushing process that if God be for us, then he is more than the world against us. As you do. You've got to remember that Jesus is your Savior. The Holy Spirit is living in you. And we have the Word of God to give us instructions on how to do everything that God has placed before us. Oh, glory God. So there comes a time that you'll go from carrying the greatness, glory God, to pushing forth the greatness. See, you can't hold it in forever. A lot of people don't even know some of the talents that God has blessed you with. Amen. A lot of people don't even know the gifts that God has placed within you even now. So now it's time for you to push. Push yourself into having the mind of Christ. Huh. There's greatness in you. Push yourself through the obstacles that may be in your way, because there's greatness in you. Push worry away. There's greatness in you. Push fear away, because there is greatness in you. Push depression away, because there is greatness in you. Push low self-esteem away, because there is greatness in you. Push low self-worth away, because there is greatness in you. Glory God. Push those foolish behaviors away, because there is greatness in you. Push those addictive behaviors away, because there is greatness in you. Push all of those negative behaviors and conversations away, because there is greatness in you. Then what you'll have to do is go ahead and birth your business, because there is greatness in you. Birth those books you've been planning to write, because there is greatness in you. Birth your ministry, because there is greatness in you. Birth that new bakery. You've been knowing how to bake. You give other people baked goods, but you've never even thought about it as a business. Go ahead and birth it in Jesus' name, because there is greatness in you. Birth your new restaurant, because there is greatness in you. Birth your new career, because there is greatness in you. Birth that salon. Birth that food truck. Birth that new house. Birth that home for girls. Birth that home for battered women, because there is greatness in you. God has imparted too much into you for you to sit by and be idle. It's time for you, people of God, to come forth as pure gold. You've gone through the fire. You've been tried as pure gold. Now it's time for you to come forth. After God removes all the impurities, hallelujah, Jesus, you need to know today that there is greatness in you. And when you move forth with the plan of God for your life, you need to know that just like Mary, it's not going to just be a blessing for you as an individual, but it's going to be a blessing that's so big and so grand and so great and so marvelous that it'll be a blessing for others that come after you. Your ministry will bless more than just your household. It's going to bless those that come after you. See, anything that God starts, anything that God is in, it's a blessing for more than just you. He blesses you to be a blessing. So all of the things that God has placed in you are not for you to sit back and hold on to them. Amen. But the things that God has placed in you, that he wants to birth in you, that he wants you to push forth, are going to bless many, many that will come after you. Why? Because there is greatness in you. The scripture says in Luke 1 and 37, and no word from God will ever fail. I want you to know that if God said it, you've got to believe it, and that settles it. Amen. There is greatness in you. Glory to God. I want to pray with you. And I pray that somebody was helped on this morning. When we're going through trials and tribulations, we often forget the plan of God for our lives. And we don't think about it because what the enemy wants is for us to focus more on the problems. He doesn't want us to focus on the goodness of God and the things of God in our lives. So this morning, as we pray, get in your mind to just surrender. Surrender to the will of God for your life. And say as Mary said, Lord, let your word be manifested in me. Lord, I'm your servant. Lord, I submit. Lord, I give it all to you. I trust you, God, that all the things that you've imparted into me, as I surrender to your will and your way, God, you'll use those things to be a blessing not only to me and to my family, but it'll be a blessing for many that come after me. Come on, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you now, God. Thank you, God, for speaking to our hearts on this morning. Thank you, God, for lifting up our bowed down heads. Thank you, God, for the move of your spirit in this place. God, for every person under the sound of my voice and every person that will hear this message, we trust, God, that you will continue to enlighten and encourage them. You'll continue, God, to inspire them to do not their will, God, but your will. We trust, God, that you'll continue to inspire them to move by your spirit. We trust, God, that you'll continue to inspire them to obey your word and to let go of past hurts and past wounds, to move themselves from negative environments and negative conversations, to get away from things, God, that will tempt them to try to go the other way. Help them, God, to not to want to give up, but to continue, God, to push forward and press forward in you toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ. Thank you, God, for giving them the strength that they need. Thank you, God, for moving fear out of the way and giving them the courage that they need on today, Lord. Thank you, God, for sending the help that they need, God. God, we give you glory and we give you praise right now. We honor you, God. We magnify your most holy name, God, because there is none like you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for the process. Thank you, God, that you're with us every step of the way. Thank you, God, that you are Alpha and Omega and you're going to see us through to the end. God, we thank you in advance for those who are giving to this ministry. We pray, God, that you would multiply it. In the name of Jesus, for it will be used for the upbuilding of your kingdom. We pray, God, that you'll give back to them good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Let men give unto their bosom. We pray, God, that you'll open up windows from heaven and pour out blessings, God, that they don't even have room enough to receive. We pray, God, that you give it back to them 100-fold. We thank you, God, for your presence with us on today. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for the sweet, sweet communion of your presence. We feel your presence now, God, and we just say thank you for it. We say hallelujah, God. We say thank you, Jesus. We love you, God, and there's nothing that we can do without you. It is in Jesus' name that we ask these blessings, and God, we just say thank you. Amen. Amen and amen. If you've not had the opportunity to give up your tithes and your offering or any donations toward the rebuilding of the Charity Church complex, you can do so on Cash App at $CampbellMeninc. That's CampbellMeninc. Campbell Men Inc. You can do so at PayPal at Campbell Ministries. Amen. And if you need drop-off and pickup service, please contact the church. Amen. You can use the messenger. You can drop it in the messages in the comments section. Amen. And just let us know if you need drop-off and pickup service. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord. For those of you who are watching me, thank you so much. To give you an update on the progress of the church, we are yet moving forward. Amen. The yard was taken care of on this past week. It was kind of off and on because of the weather. Amen. Not because we're stopping anything. Amen. We are still planning a community cleanup day where we'll be cleaning around that area. We hope to have several volunteers to come out and help us. We are reaching out to the community so that it is a community cleanup. We've spoken to the church next door to let them know what we're doing. We've spoken to the community to let them know what we're doing. And we're just trusting God. Amen. We believe God is sending the help that we need. Amen. It has truly been a blessing on today. Amen. To stand before the people of God. I thank God for every opportunity that he gives me to be able to deliver his word. Amen. I thank God for his glory. I thank him for his presence. And I thank God for each of you. Amen. I want to say happy Mother's Day again to all of you who are watching. Happy Mother's Day to my mom. Happy Mother's Day to my big sister, Sister Howard. Amen. I pray that this day is a blessing for you. Amen. Happy Mother's Day. Amen. To Sister Maria. I don't know how many other women are watching. I think I've shared with y'all before. I can't always see who's on the line. Amen. But thank God again for each of you. Amen. Amen. And amen. I give God glory and I give God honor. Thank you, Lord. Until next time, may God bless you and may God keep you is my prayer. God bless you.